Шлеме Манес.
Interesting shaila happened. Someone wanted to make a shower brachas, and he wanted to fry a lot of schnitzels for the main course. Problem was, it's going to take a long time. Didn't have enough frying pans, so he went to his neighbor. He had two frying pans. He went to his neighbor to borrow a frying pan. His neighbor was happy to give out the frying pan. And off he went, he fried all the schnitzels. Took a bit of time, he gave it back to the neighbor. When he gave it back, the neighbor said, "You know, it was a milchig one." So this person was a bit of a Talmud Chacham. So he said, "Did you use it? Did you use it for milchig in the last 24 hours? Because it wasn't used 24 hours, so whatever time comes out of it, it's pogum." So no, I used it a few hours ago. What are you going to do? It's mamish basal b'chalaf, the mahadrin. Now all those schnitzels that were cooked there, say that. If you'd have to throw it out, what can you do? It's a big hesed, but you have to throw it out.
How many schnitzels were there?
Oh, we'll see.
Wait.
The problem was that he mixed it with all the rest of them. Mixed it with all the other schnitzels, he doesn't know where they are. So how many would you need to be able to be bottle? The halachas of bittul normally are that sometimes it's roi, sometimes it's shishim. If there's any different time involved, let's say it's cholov in here, you're going to mix it with other things, and you need shishim. So you're going to need 60 times the amount of what? So the ma'isa, you don't need the amount of the whole schnitzel, because you only need the amount of cholov that's in the schnitzel. Because the whole chashash is you're going to be mevashel it, and if you're going to cook it, then it's going to pass over from this schnitzel all to the rest. That's why I need shishim. When I tell you about etzim, you only need roif. When drabona, you need shishim because it might come to mevashel it. If you cook it, then this cholov is going to go into all the other schnitzels. So now the amount of cholov you need. How do you work out how much cholov? So. It can't be that more cholov went in than was how much the pan could contain. The walls of the pan is the maximum amount of cholov that could have gone into the schnitzels. Yes. That's the amount of milk that could have got in. So if you have 60 in all the schnitzels, negative the amount of milk that was in that frying pan, the amount of the frying pan itself, the actual walls, then the chayra, you should be good to go. No, the actual metal. The actual metal part of the frying pan. There's no milk in the air. Right, the only thing is the brewer. There's no milk in the air here. The only milk is what was there.
So what do you mean? You said this again, said this.
You need 60 nega, the amount of the whole metal, the whole pan. But nothing more than that. Even if they use it for lose more milk. Within 24 hours, but the amount that came into my schnitzels was only the amount that was in the walls. What? Sorry. So let's say you've got 60 neged, all that amount. You've got an amount of schnitzels neged, all that amount of other schnitzels you cooked, these clothes should be fine. The problem starts, as the Gemara says in Chulin, ba'achaticha ro'ir le'iskabe lifnei o'erchim. If you have a piece that you would serve a guest, and you'll be miskabed to give a reach, a guest, such an amount, it's a choshuv, and afilo be'elef loy bottle. It could be in 1,000. If you have a choshuv azach, you would serve a guest when he comes to eat by you, and that thing is osa, and now it got mixed up in something else, afilo be'elef loy bottle. So a piece of schnitzel, you serve a chasn, you serve a sherev brachas, you would serve it to a guest. So a choshuv azach. Choshev a piece. It's choshev is defined if you would give it to a guest. If you have it at home, you make do with all the different types of sizes and pieces. Yeah. But to a guest, that's chaver what's a choshev a piece. A choshev a piece is something you would give to a guest.
How would a guest tell you? Do you have to tell somebody? Do you give
experiments made a schnitzel, which is bottle, which is a chumra?
Is something would be bottle?
Yeah.
Some people say if you don't eat it, it's a chashash of apikosis. Chazal said a bittle. As kadei kach. I'm saying, but that's the etzim zach. Yeah, once it's bottle, you're good to go. But over here, the problem is that it's chashash that it can't be bottled in the first place. So the chayra, this person is what you call doomed. Chayra, his whole shara brachas has gone down the drain. The milk in the schnitzel has to be bottled, clap it, all the other schnitzels.
You give that to the guest?
It's very good. The ma'aseh, the machaber says that normally, if it's just a belia, let's say you cook something in a treifa pot. Let's say you cook the schnitzel in a treifa pot. So cooking in a treifa pot, it's not called a chaticha really iskabit. Because the only thing that's osa here is the thing that's balua inside. And you don't give balias to guests. It's not the whole piece. But here, it's a shtick of bosa b'chalof. To make meat and milk, it needs two components. Meat and milk. That becomes a piece of nevela. Each thing is heta by itself. Cholof is muta by itself. And meat is muta by itself. When they come together, that makes a piece of bosa b'chalof. So the whole thing now is a shtick isa.
Thus,
but the cholov is not the issa. The cholov with the basa is the issa. So together, that is the issa. The issa is the basa and cholov together. So the basa and cholov is something you would be mechaber to give a guest. So the chayyah over here, Pasha just have to throw out the whole thing. Well, we started the shmar. We found the etzah how to imatzel them. Start like this. There's a din. Some Rishonim say it's Issa Deiraisa even, called to be Mevatel Issa L'chatchila. If you've got, let's say, gravy, and you want to put in gravy of Nevela, I want to pour in, and I'll pour in to 100 times, I'll make sure it's Bottle B'Shisha. It's Asa to do that. Even though after you've done it, it's Bottle, but you're Asa to be Goyrim Bittel L'chatchila. The Rabbit holds Issa Deiraisa to do it. We all it's Rabban and Pashtus. The man says it's also to be Gurim Bittel. That's one halach. Another din is, let's say it was already mixed. Issa already fell into Heta. That just wasn't the right shear. It fell into 50. I didn't do it, it fell in by itself, but it fell into 50. You need Bittel B'Shisha. Can I add in another 10? Now the reason over here to be able to be more makel is because the Rashba explains the beautiful svar. He says, to be mevatel issa l'chatchila, why is it also to be mevatel issa? Because what are you trying to do? Your neighbor told you, a goy told you, you know this piece is really geschmack to eat. So you wanted to eat it, so you put it into heta. You're trying to be matir isurim. Masha'inkin, if something's already fallen in, I'm trying to save the heta. It fell into 50 heta. I'm stuck now. I'm going to have to throw all the 50 out. I'm not trying to be matir the one piece. I'm trying to save the 50 from remaining asa. So the Rashba, that's why it's more of a reason to be matir. But even the more of a svara to be matir, the halacha is, by isuri deiraisa, if it's an isa deiraisa like a nevela, you're not even allowed to add in. So not only if it fell in, who add in? Sorry, not only not allowed to put in, who add in? If it fell in, you can't add on. By Suri Deiraisa, if a Nevela fell in, you can't do anything, you can't add on. Fell into 50, the whole thing goes out. But when we're handling the Suri Derabonon, let's say a piece of challah, nowadays challah is only awesome in Derabonon, then even though you can't put it in, to heta, to be able to eat the challah, but if it fell in, and it fell into 50, let's say, or whatever the share is you need for bittel, and you haven't got the amount, then the Rashba holds, you're allowed to add on. By Suri Drabonon, you're allowed to add on to the share. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So the Sfadim could all be makel like that. But the Ramah is Machme. The Ramah is Machme like the Rosh, that it's always Osa. You can never put in, and you can never add on. Even by Isturei Derabbana. All the chumras. So now let's after these ideas, let's talk about the shayla. We have here schnitzel that was cooked in a milchiger pot. It's got bleias of milk in it. What's the din of this schnitzel? So the interesting thing is that basar b'chalav is not always deraisa. The only case basar b'chalav is deraisa is meat, if it's meat. Meat and milk. From a behema. Basar from a behema is basar b'chalav deraisa. But if it's basar from a chaya, an animal that's not domesticated, or a oif, it's rabbanon. It's only basar b'chalav rabbanon. I said, it's only deraisa if it's a behema. If it's a chaya or a oif, and it's mixed with milk, it's only rabbanon. So we're only talking about here, it's a drabanon or basar b'chalav. Not only, I say it's also a drabanon, but it's nicer, it's a drabanon. Sorry? Here's basar oif. Schnitzel, it's a schnitzel. Schnitzel's basar oif. So basar b'chalav drabanon. Now, there is an interesting idea over here. What would happen if I have a chaticha roile iskabed? That I'm not allowed to, that it's not bottle. Chaticha roile iskabed, afilu be'elef loy bottle. What would happen now? Why is it not bottle? Because it's choshuv. I can give it to a guest. Afilu be'elef loy bottle. If I will go now and cut each schnitzel to the size that it won't be presentable to a guest. What was I over? Was I over on the first din of bittul issa lechatchila, of putting issa into a taruvus, or was I over only on the lesser issa, that something's already a taruvus and now I'm allowing the bittul to take place?
Second one.
It's a second one. I didn't go with kavana and get this schnitzel that's osse and put it with my hesedika schnitzels to be able to make this one mutter to eat the hesedika schnitzel. I didn't make the taruvas for kavana. The taruvas happened without my idea. Now I'm stuck. I find out I've got a mixture here. What should I do? So now, if I'm going to cut each schnitzel and make it not royally scabbard, I won't give a guest, what I'm doing is, it's like being moisif, adding on to the taruvas. I'm enabling a bittul to happen. Now what are we holding here? Let's make a cheshbon. We're holding here by Issa d'Rabbanon, and you want to be moisif on the taruvas. You want to add on. And the machaber paskind, it's mutter. Of the ramah, paskind, it's asa. All chumras. It's a drabanon, be moisif on the taruvas. There's no way out. That's what the Ramah hold. So the chayra, this person's stuck. Of a zogar rikiviyega in shuvas, that behefsin maruba, even b'nei Ashkenaz, who say mechon Ramah normally, can say mechon machaba, and you can be moisif. You can cut up over here the schnitzel to an extent that it won't be able to be roy to give to a guest. In different types of sizes people offer. So that this person, now come we've got a tzolah for this person. So have some maruba, all this schnitzel you have to throw out. So it's better, it's not such a geschmack hetter for him, but the mice is a major tzolah. Cut it.
The 50, probably be able to add an extra
nutrition. Right, the same thing. Yeah, you'll also be able to add on, even if you wouldn't add an echanami, it's a good point. You're cutting these with? So what are you worried about? The first cut that you cut?
Yeah.
Well, after you, first you cut it.
It's not hot.
What are you cutting?
It's not hot. It's a knife. It's a lot sharp. Very sharp.
Yeah, but it's only passes only goes in with the zava chorif and duchka then. That the chorif passes will be alright. Us? Sorry.
We'll
call another tent. Yeah, that'll be fine. With a flesh, yeah. Us? No, it's a cut. Anna, let's say you haven't got 60. Let's say you haven't got the 60. You haven't got 60, you'll be able to be Moser. Because it's already a Tarugus to be able to be. So Baruch Hashem, we found a Esau to save this drastic case. Say that. Slaughter. Frying pan, you throw it out. It's so hard, you can't cut that frying pan. Nowadays, it's so burnt at the bottom. They're trying to try out the cut that frying pan.